You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
It's poop. It's a poop story.
Get ready for the social hour.
Live from Dice World Studios in San Antonio, Texas, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, a 500th episode extravaganza with former news anchor Sophie Tomey and former producer Traz Swartout. And now your host. After 12 years of doing this show every week, his mother still hasn't listened to a single episode. Dees Casillas!
Malub Keen, everyone! Welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am Dees. Thanks for coming back for another episode, guys. We appreciate you being here. As usual, if you like what you hear, tell a friend, spread the word. We are now part of the Madness Entertainment Networks. You'll be watching this on Roku Madness Entertainment Channel, or listen to it on Social Hour or DeesCounty.com or wherever finer podcasts are found. Follow Madness Entertainment Network. We've got lots of shows all day, every day for you. Different content, and we're doing some, I'm bringing some comedy stuff to the channel, so keep an eye out for that soon. As for me, guys, go to deescomedy.com, check out everything going on across the network, live shows, live dates. We've got the THC show coming back to Upstage Comedy Lounge on November 16th. Tickets are selling fast to that, so check that out. I will be at Woodlawn Comedy Club on November 13th also. Castroville Barbecue, another night. Look at the calendar. I don't know. There's dates coming up. And also go to Inferno.Earth for all the stuff for Kill Stan. Issue number 3 is coming in hot, coming in fast. I will be at the Kings of Horror Convention in San Antonio this weekend, and then the Indie Comic Con in Houston next weekend, and a bunch of other stuff coming up. But that's it. I don't want to bog down this episode with all these things, because we have a great show planned for you today. Guys, it's our 500th episode of this show. Who'd have guessed that I'd make it to 500 episodes? I wouldn't have. I thought I would have died of alcoholism by now. But I didn't. I'm actually almost pushing 7 years sober now, which is kind of crazy. But we do have some great guests for you, some past crew staff hanging with us from The Social Hour, former news anchor Sophie Tomey and former producer Traz Swartout. What is up, guys?
What's up?
How you doing? Good to see you. It's so weird because there's like a mix of generations of the show, because Traz was on the show with Jay, and then Sophie was on the show with Jeremy. Jeremy couldn't be here because he's still pretending like he has kids. And Jay, I assume, thinks I'm an alt-right Nazi, so probably wouldn't talk to me. But the...
Why?
I kid. Last time I talked to Jay, we were fine. It's just, I don't talk for much anymore, unfortunately. Nothing against her. I love her. She's great. But, you know, she's doing her thing.
When you go down south.
I know. You just get forgotten.
I was trying to come up with a new catchphrase and I couldn't.
Sophie's got her telemarketing power headset on for this show. It was reminding me when I was, you know, this is how old I am. I feel sometimes like we used to actually prank call people, right? You know, before the advent of like Star 69 and stuff. And I used to call people And I had this character I created named Robin from the Beefy Cheesy Hotline. And it was like an androgynous character who is like, hello, this is Robin from the Beefy Cheesy Hotline.
Okay, you're only saying it's androgynous because you were so young. You probably sounded like a girl.
Well, probably. But I tried to make it like sound effeminate so you couldn't really tell if it was a guy or a girl. And I would call these people just random numbers and be like, I'm Robin from the Beefy Cheesy Hotline. I'd like to tell you about our new product, Beefy Cheesies, which is both beefy and cheesy. And then I would try to keep them on the line for as long as I could, telling them the benefits of Beefy Cheesies. Like, I got to the point where I was literally like, because back in the day, like, people didn't have the internet. So it is shocking how long someone would stay on the phone with you and go along with your crazy ride, because they're like, listen, what else am I got to do today? Tell me about these beefy cheesies, you know? And I'd be like, beefy cheesies, they're nutritious, they're vitamin, you know, they're full of vitamins. They can actually be used as a more efficient source of fuel for vehicles, combustion engines, and like just start making shit up. And it is astounding how long you could get people to stay on the phone and listen to this crazy shit.
See, I love the innocence of that, because
then I would still call them the N-word.
Me and my friends were left unattended with walkie-talkies. So we were probably like 10 to 12 years old, accidentally attracting some trucker. Like, we're like alone on the porch and we're just like, hi, what's your name? And he's just like, I'm Rob, or whatever. It's like, that's so scary. I'm glad you were just prank calling people.
Yeah, Sophie's getting fucking taken and put in the back of a box truck and shipped in a shipping container to Jersey. Yeah.
I do miss those times, the good old days. Being able to prank call people, and like, I just feel like now people don't really have the space for it anymore. You know, they've seen it all on the internet, so they just are probably just think it's a joke, hang up immediately, or have too much fun with it.
Yeah, but there's like,
back then,
there's no
they
more,
just took it serious. Like, people would take it serious. You know, some people would get offended.
Yeah, there's no more mischief. You know, like you would toilet paper someone's house now, and it'd be a hate crime. You're like, you toilet papered my house white. This is a sign of, we are a Native American family. This is a hate crime, trying to say that our house should only be white. And now we all have to go to prison.
If I'm being totally honest, even if it was a hate crime, I, like, the personal part of it, I'd be like, they're fucking idiots. They can't be helped. I would be pissed, especially if it's fall or spring, that now there's toilet paper and it's going to get soggy and I'm going to have to clean that up. I'm not trying to even clean toilet paper when it's soggy is disgusting.
We toilet papered a friend's house. This is when I lived in Montana, and it was July, and it was this girl we knew, and we toilet papered her house, and literally we used so much toilet paper on her house that when her dad woke up, he literally went and got this girl up, woke her up. He's like, Chelsea, wake up. You've got to look. It snowed last night. Like, this is how much toilet paper was. He thought it snowed in July because there was so much.
Was her dad 85?
No, but he did die of rabies like a year later. So he could have just
rabies?
Been. Yeah. He got bit by a bat and he got rabies and died. Yeah. Shout out Mr. Quincy. Sad story, actually.
It would be.
I know. That's
a guy.
Yeah, he got bit by a bat and didn't think anything of it. And then he got rabies. And, like, it's, once you get rabies, there's no beating it. Except for one guy in Afghanistan did recently. But I assume it's just because they're so fucking radioactive from all the goddamn missiles and bombs we've dropped over there. They're just like, they can take anything now in Afghanistan. They're like human lead vests.
God. I mean, yeah, rabies is like, whatever. Now I'm like cool and powerful. Now I'll eat you. I don't know rabies. Yeah. I don't know rabies.
It's bad.
Well,
you go crazy. But, like, eats your brain.
The one thing you shouldn't do is not think anything of it. That's how most people die.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah, getting bit by a bat's pretty unusual.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, that's how COVID started, remember? Or whatever cockamamie story they told us. you know, that's. Getting bit by a bat seems like a bad day. You should get that checked out, and probably get a rabies shot immediately. But apparently they hurt like crazy.
Well, that's crazy because someone who I follow on social media, they got like scratched by a bat. I guess a scratch and a bite are different. I take back, just forget I started saying anything.
Now they just have cool bat powers.
Yeah, well, their whole family got rabies shot, and I guess it hurts a lot. That sucks, dude.
Yeah. I got bit by a stray dog like a year ago, and I was like, do I need to get a rabies shot? And then I did some research, and I just rolled the dice. So, I made
that's. Well, here you are.
Yeah, I survived. So take it from me, guys. Fuck rabies. You can beat it. You know, it's like AIDS. It's not real anymore.
Dude, I'm so glad you said it. I was about to make a joke, and I thought I would be distasteful.
come on, Sophie. You've done this show enough times. We don't do tasteful.
Dude, okay, Trez. Yes. Last time Deese was visiting, he was trying to run a bit by me in the parking lot, and he said, do you think it's pedophilia is how it started? And I didn't even let him finish. And I just said, yeah. And he's like, that wasn't really the joke. That's how.
It just had pedophilia on the brain. Yeah.
I mean, anytime you're asking yourself that question, it's pretty dicey.
Yeah. Is this pedophilia? Yeah.
Pedophilia.
Well, have you tried that joke yet? Or are you still?
I'm still trying to work it out. Here, I'll ask Traz about it. Maybe we can. You can tell me what you think. I'm trying. This is a bit I've been trying to work out for like 2 years. And to be fair, I don't work on it a lot. I just love the premise, but I cannot get the audience on. They immediately pull back, and you'll see why as soon as I tell you. But it's like, so you know, well, you were Mormon. Maybe were you 18 when you first lost your virginity?
When I first lost it?
Yeah. Well, I guess the only time, you know, not the first time.
You can't lose.
Can lose as a man.
Yeah, it turns out my third time I lost my virginity. Now that was crazy. I'll frame it this way. Like, assume, you know, you had sex as a minor, right? And that was probably with like another minor, you know? Like, say you're like 15 or whatever, and you're banging, right. you and this other 15-year-old lady, you're banging. That's like a memory in your head, right? Like, that was you, you know, that's in your head, you know? Like, are you allowed to beat off to that memory?
The being off to it is a weird thing because I don't know why you would like go that far back, but it's weird because
listen, a long enough timeline, sometimes you gotta go deep.
Opinion, and I interjected.
No, it's okay.
I don't know the answers to that stuffy shit. I mean, it's your memory, bro. Nobody can take that from you. Well, you can do whatever you want with it.
And also, like, it's also like memory of me at that age. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you're frozen in time with that person, you know?
I'm more worried that you're beating off to a 16-year-old version of yourself.
Listen, I look good at 16. That was my peak. That was peak D.
It's like actually not about the other person at all.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. I just want to know if I can, if it's weird for me to beat off to myself at a younger age. No, but it's like, you know, but, or like, not even beat off, but like, you think about that, like, those memories, you know, you think about, like, experiences when you were a kid, right? Or, like, young, under 18, and some of them are sexual experiences, and then you're like, oh, shit, is this, like, this is a memory I have. Am I, like, is this weird for me to even think about it? Not like you're trying to in a sexual even, but, like, they are memories of yours, you know?
I gotta say, most of those types of memories I would prefer to forget, because a lot of it is awkward, or, like, high school boys are not fucking, like, cute or cool. It's funny, because knowing that we were going to do the podcast today, it got me, like, thinking about, like, our most recent conversations, including that one. And then I was thinking about this one dude who I dated in high school, and it was, like too young to, like, you know, whatever. So basically all you could do at the time was, like, make out. And I swear to fucking God, his breath smelled and tasted like hairspray. And it was like so Aquanet? Confusing for me, because here? I like the smell of hairspray, but not in, like, breath form. And I was like, am I just, like, making out with chemicals? But that's all he wanted to do. And I was like, I'm honestly, like, so, so, so good on this. It's concerning, and you have health problems, probably.
Yeah, why do you smell like Aquanet? What's happening right now?
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. We never, I never figured that out.
I feel like back then, though, they had, like, those breath spray things, like,
yeah, like the yeah. Banaka. Yeah, like
the dollar store version, just...
Yeah,
like it's just like rubbing alcohol.
Yeah, it's probably the same thing. Honestly, there, yeah. There's like five. There's one factory for five products. You know, like they make rubbing alcohol, hairspray, Banaka, Listerine. It's all one sprayer,
what's
just
Banaka?
Filling up every. It's those little. It was like these aerosol spray breath things, like Travis was just talking about. You'd buy them at, like, the gas station. They were a little tube that almost looked like a. Like if you didn't know any better, it looked like a tube of lip gloss, maybe. But when you pulled off the top, it was just a little aerosol sprayer, and you would...
I can kind of picture it.
Yeah.
But I've just never heard that word for it.
Yeah.
You know what's death? Those Listerine strips.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that was kind of weird.
They get all, like, gooey or whatever, and then you can never get, like, your mouth right again.
Never get that mouth right, girl. What's wrong with that mouth? I fucked up some Listerine strips earlier this
year. Yeah,
shit. I just wanted to say, we were just talking about pedophile jokes. I feel like I had a really good one yesterday.
Okay.
I'm proud of this one. So.
Let's hear it.
I'm moving into a new place, and I was moving all of, like, my weight stuff. You know, I got a punching bag. It's like 100 pounds, and I lifted it into the truck. You know, it's kind of heavy, a little bit awkward or whatever. And then my buddy was moving it, you know, I handed it out of the truck, and he's kind of carrying it all awkward and weird, struggling with it or whatever. And I looked at him, I was like, you know, it's a lot easier to lift that if you imagine it's a 14-year-old girl.
Oh my God.
I couldn't think of anything else that weighs 100 pounds, Sophie, shit.
Also, this is why women have, like, crippling anxiety about body image, because you're like, 100 pounds, that's real heavy.
yeah, dude, my dog is like 65 pounds. She's like half my size, but she has the strength of a warrior.
She does have this, yeah, Ellie does have the strength of a warrior. Well, there's a couple things I want to do on this episode, including play a couple clips, and also, you know, we're going to talk about some news and stuff. I've got a couple things I know Sophie does. But I wanted to ask you guys, you know, you guys both, first of all, I will say this, I went back and looked. Traz was a guest on the 10th episode of this show. That's how we first met. And that was October 1st of 2014.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, yeah, man. Traz and I just celebrated our 11th anniversary. We didn't even know it.
We should have done something special.
I know. I think I was in Dallas. Sorry, I'm a bad partner.
That's so crazy, man, the 10th episode.
Yeah,
10th. I can't believe I got into it that early. Like, that blows my mind, actually.
Yeah. You came on and we were talking economics with some shit downtown and stuff. That's funny. That's when we first met. And then, Sophie, I couldn't find what your first episode was. So you know, you came on as a guest before you came on the show as a part of the cast. But, I will say this. I do remember, I don't know the night, but I remember how it happened. I remember the first time I met Sophie. I'd seen her in open mic. She just moved to Spokane, and she was very funny, and I grabbed her after an open mic, and I'm like, hey, let's go get some tacos and tequila. I'll buy.
LK, baby!
And we went to the LK, and we started talking, and I told her that night, I go, we're going to be best friends. And
he was a truther, because that was, like, literally...
Look at us now.
I still remember that day, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just like, I want to hang with this girl. We're going to write together. We're going to be friends. And there you go. Boom.
There you have it.
And we've done a few episodes together, too, Sophie, just when you were a guest. And I was doing the producer.
Yeah, I guess that would have been. I remember that.
So,
yeah, I think the first episode I ever did was Jack was doing the news. And there might have been, like, another guest. Like, either if it was, like, me or Rob, maybe.
Maybe Ronnie.
Oh, I think maybe.
Yeah, maybe.
That might have been the first one.
I feel like you guys used to come on in tandem a lot back originally. Yeah. So, but I wanted to I have a couple things I want to play. One thing that involves Traz, one thing that involves Sophie. But I want to ask you guys first, what are like some of you guys' standout memories of the show over the years? Because it's crazy for me to think that I've been doing this show for over 10 years now. 11 years.
I have a couple right off the bat.
Okay.
This was the same episode, but night witches is a phrase that continuously goes through my head. That was the mushroom episode.
Yeah, that was the episode we, you, me, and Steve ate mushrooms. Jeremy bitched out. I actually just listened to that episode again like a month ago.
Does it hold up?
Oh my god! Like once a year, I go back and listen to it, and if I'm like on a long road trip, I'll pull it up and listen to it like once a year, and if I fucking laugh like a idiot every time, it's so funny.
Oh my god.
It's so funny, and listening to Sophie, the night witches, the witches of the night, like trying to.
That.
Oh my god!
Literally, sometimes I'll just be like reaching for my doorknob, and then in the back of my head, it's like. Night witches. It's like it has nothing to do with doorknobs. It just comes.
It just comes out of
into
you.
My head.
Oh my god.
Obviously, the dead baby stuff.
The dead baby.
Yeah, I don't know. There's probably a lot. I didn't really think about it, though. But those are the first, like, right off the top.
Yeah, the mushroom episode is a really good one. I would love to do that again sometime because that, like, I want more people to listen to that episode. I mean, I have no idea how many people have listened to that episode over the years, but that one just it's gold. It's fucking gold. It's so funny.
I know.
So funny.
Do you remember what number it is? I want to listen back to it.
I could tell you. Hold on. Let me see here. I mean, that was a while ago. Let's see. Oh, it was episode 251. Yeah. So, and let's see. Steve Johnson is in studio for a very special episode. Listen as they talk teaching kids comedy, why Mountain Standard Time isn't real, giving animals drugs. Sophie raps. Oh yeah, you did your rap. You did. That's the first time you did your rap song.
Of the news song?
Yeah.
Aw, that's special.
Yeah, and that's a funny moment also, because you kept pausing and starting and stopping. And then a very sexy song about World War II.
Yeah, as they are, as they often are.
I wonder if I can, hold on, I wonder if I can find some of this.
You heard it here on the social again.
Well, you find out, I'm going to mute
she
this.
She just keeps saving BBC.
Okay.
Well, it's really important.
I just have to
stop this on the British
go, like, check on my friends.
He's in the social house.
Yeah, I think my favorite memory of the podcast will... Just, I guess, first of all, just like the fact that I feel like your podcast was like a pillar of the Spokane comedy scene, you know, something that kind of like unified and brought everybody together and kind of amplified what people were already doing and like just making it seem like a, you know, a thing, something. It's yeah. Just, I love that about it. I loved having all the random guests on and learning about their experience in the comedy world and like kind of like their creative outlets and ventures. And so I mean just bringing people together I think was definitely my favorite part of it. But then like the funniest thing that I remember was definitely when Jay was like talking about her book deal.
so I have something for Traz. Hold on, let me ask you some. Can you guys, let me play something. I want to know if you guys can hear it to make sure you guys can hear this too. I'm just going to play like a song real quick. Can you guys hear this?
In today's music news, the ever controversial Tupac Shakur.
Can you guys hear that?
No.
God damn.
Just like play it. Oh, I don't know, because you're probably trying to play it from your computer, huh?
Yeah. What? Well, damn. I thought I could get it onto. Can I add audio to this bad boy? Let's see. Private chat, recording assets. Damn. I don't know if I can. Do we lose Sophie?
Oh, she's checking on her friend.
Oh. Okay.
Her friend's like drunk, passed out in the bathroom right now.
That's a very Sophie thing right now. MacBook Pro speakers built in. Let's see. Can you still hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay, try this. Can you hear this now?
Just released another album under the alias Machiavelli. Music insiders are running wild.
Did you hear that?
You got like a little staticky noise.
Oh, it should be like a song. Let me see if you can hear this song.
Machiavelli in this, Illuminati. Words being quoted, beat the weakness in the rap game.
Did you hear that?
Hold on, like try again.
Okay.
If the listeners
it's
are
a,
here,
it's
like,
a two,
God,
it's a Tupac
guys.
Song. No?
No. No.
Oh.
Damn. So
I was kind of hoping that you would wait to do Charles's favorite memories until after I got back.
Oh,
but
I haven't done it. I haven't done it yet. So I'm trying to figure out how to make it work. I don't know how. Trying to figure out how to play audio in this thing. I don't know if it'll let me. God damn it.
Okay, well, while you look, can I get a recap on your favorite
track?
Yeah, I mean, I was just like poetically telling Deese like that he was an institution in our community. But yeah,
absolutely.
But then also like kind of like the funniest moment that I remember was like bagging on Jay when she was like telling us her like book idea, and like just Deese and I had like probably already heard it somewhere in the back of our brains, and
what was her book idea? Was it something that was going to be like, you were just, she said, hey guys, I have an idea of something I want to create, and you were just like, no.
It's kind of like, this is kind of like, you know what I mean, I'm like a little bit of a misogynist or whatever, like when I read the Hunger Games book or whatever, my ex-wife read it, she's like, oh god, it's so good, blah, blah, blah. So I read it, And I was like, you know, when I finished it, I was like, you know, it's like a fun idea, but like, you know, you can just kind of tell it was written by a woman. She's like, what? And I'm just like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? I'm like, well, it just, you know what I mean? Like, women sort of like have a
certain... Because women like aren't strong or smart and they have no skills, right?
No, right. I think what it is actually is that when guys create content, sometimes like they're able to like they become that character. And somebody did like a study about how like little kids play with toys. And so like when a young boy plays with like an action figure or whatever, he becomes that action figure. You know what I mean? He is Batman. And so he like tries to do a Batman voice and be tough and mysterious, all this stuff. But when girls play with toys, what they do is they like turn the toy into like a version of themselves. So they'll have that same Batman toy and they're like, oh, Batman's getting married.
Well, I don't know about that, because Little Miss Mary Poppins here definitely tried to jump off some high places with an umbrella, so.
Was she playing is the question.
I planted it.
So, I don't know, there's just like a little bit of that, like, that I notice sometimes with people's, like, media, you know, not always, obviously, like, J.K. Rowling.
That does make sense, though. Like, I definitely see your point about, like, but I think the thing is, too, playing with toys and, like, making a new creation. So, like, if you translate that concept to the way that men and women write differently, are you saying that men write stories, like, creating a new character or something that they would want to be, and women write a character like how they see themselves? Because I don't think the author thinks that she's like an expert bowman who like could survive. Like,
yeah, no, so that's, you know what I mean, like that part of it is like the fun, that's like the mythology of the book or whatever, but it's like, it's more or less like the intimate moments of the book, sort of just like the way that, like, you know what I mean? Like a character, like even like if a, like sometimes, and this isn't all women, you know what I mean? Some women are really, really skilled writers and like, you know, maybe even understand that bias a little bit and try to account for it. But, you know, it's just kind of like the idea that like, you know, if a woman was to write a man's character, like sometimes they would
still... She would write it with a feminine, like what we...
Right, like...
How we view men.
Yeah, like Rocky or something, you know what I mean? Like, you'd have, like, the movie Rocky written by Sylvester Stallone, but, like, you know, if it was written
that.
By... Yeah.
I mean, the same argument could be made in the reverse, but I definitely get what you're saying. And also, I would totally... Like, you didn't say it in these words, but I feel like I'm kind of picking up that you were... It's, like, an easy read type book. So, like, you're saying if people are like a lot more advanced writers, they would probably get into the ins and outs a little bit more.
I'm saying that if a woman wrote Rocky 3, that the premise,
it would be a lot more about his muscles and wrestling.
Like, really into Rocky and like just like always was talking over him and like that was what the battle was.
If a woman wrote it, she'd be like, this bitch keeps talking over me.
Yeah, he was really disrespectful in the press conference, and like that's kind of like the battle and struggle of the flick.
That so. Is fucking funny.
All right, I'm getting
that's
this,
a really hot take. Oh, you got it?
I'm getting this fixed up. I got something for Traz. This isn't this is not the book thing. I tried to find the book thing, but I can't find the clip, and I don't know what episode it's in. Unfortunately, I don't think I made it. I must not have made a note of it, or I can't figure out how I described it in the description of the episode. That moment was, it was pure gold. Cause like, Traz, and I both jumped in and we're instantly just like, you know, she's like, what about this? But it's like, let me guess. It's about a young scrappy girl who comes from hardscrabble youth, and then there's a boy, and then there's a, you know, it was just,
and they're like, then there's another boy,
yeah,
and
yeah.
They both totally love her.
Were you like, right?
Yes. Yeah, yeah, that
was funny because it was like, you know, it was just kind of like classic off the riff humor from Deese and I. And then like from her, she was like pitching this, you know what I mean? Like very excited, obviously. And like, but like the disappointment when she would like try to deliver, like, you know, tell us what it was about. And then we already knew like there was like a real like, oh no. Like, how do you know?
Oh no.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to try to play this. See if you guys can hear this. This is, I think, one of the second best moments with Jay and Traz and I.
Are you going to play the first best moment, or that's the one you said that you couldn't find?
That's one. We're going to play. See if you guys can hear this.
Will you guys? Hey, can you make me
a Can you hear this? Do you hear Jay talking?
I don't hear.
Oh, wait. Here
anything.
We go. Here we go. You guys should be able to hear this now.
Will you guys? Hey, can you make me a promise right now on the air?
Yeah, sure.
When I get married, I don't. Fuck you guys! I will find love.
Oh, jeez. Oh, jeez. Oh, good God. Bro, do you have some of your drink? Please cheers me, bro.
When I get married, goddamn you!
Get married, Jay. Get married. Let's go. Jay, that's. Oh, write that one down. Write that one down, Trash, for sure.
Someone,
that's a timestamp.
You know
when
what?
She gets married. Oh, my God.
Someday someone is going to love
oh,
me, you guys.
Hey, guys. Hey, guys.
Hey, fuck you,
hey,
James.
Guys. Remember when I'm not going to die of alcoholism? Oh, my God. Hey. Holy shit. Jesus.
You mark my words.
Somebody get this girl on stage.
I mean, fuck you, guys.
Listen, Jay, getting sold into the sex trade is not getting married, okay? There's
okay, well, some of them might marry me. I wish I had used plural on that. Not one, I said some, but
she's so optimistic.
When I get married, do you guys want to be the strippers at my bachelorette party?
Oh yeah, Jay, I want you to pay me in advance.
I would not. Thank you so much.
Oh my God. Wait. Oh man, yeah, just well, write me a check. I'll be there for sure. I'm putting it on my calendar now. What are we? Are we
yeah, for like probably 40 years from now. Yeah.
Oh God.
How have I had almost the same conversation with you before?
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, it's, I believe in you more than I believe in Jay, but not much. So
well, this is coming from the guy. When I told you I got back together with Andrew, you're like, and he's the guy who stole your dog. The answer was yes.
Yeah.
And we're not together anymore.
Yeah, so, well, you know, that, yeah, that was another great moment where just Chaz and I instantly just the nonstop laughing at this concept that Jay would actually get married. Just that premise alone was like...
Honestly, I respect her for wanting to get married at this point.
Yeah, yeah, that
she
was...
She was a trooper on the show, man. She, like, literally was such a good sport and we had so much fun. Like, I'm glad you played that clip. That freaking warmed my soul.
That is hilarious. Dude.
And I love that she just like kept taking it further. Like, maybe one of the sex traffickers would marry me. He's like, nope.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Sophie, are you ready for your my favorite thing? Now, this is something that Sophie was tangentially involved in.
What do you mean tangentially? Like I wasn't on it yet, I was a guest?
No. You were part of the show. Just the way this thing happened is it involves you, but anyway.
Okay.
So this was a little compilation I made for Sophie about her.
How did I know? My position is technically news, but a lot of what I do isn't news.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind.
Is that a picture of young Sophie?
Yeah.
When you can't do stories about dead babies, things really dry up. I bet you're all wishing I did some stuff about dead babies.
You became a pattern, okay?
Abortion. Dead babies.
This is like every time we do an episode together.
Dead babies.
We need to do more episodes.
Dead babies. Abortion.
Oh no, there's something else in your head.
I won't do anything more about dead kids this week. Abortion. You're going to get in a lot of fights in bowling alley parking lots. By the time I got out there, my fighting skills were ridiculous. The only thing I know is copper. You stick it up your vagina and you don't get babies. Abortion.
Oh, man, date raping all these sorority girls. It's getting so boring. Let's try to do it to a dog.
You don't have to be gay. There are good people with dicks out there. You've just got to find them. So if they want to go and waste their fucking money tearing up their pussy, I had a really busy day today, so if you did find an article about a dead kid, it'd be helpful to fill up this news blot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Dead babies.
It never is not funny.
Dead babies.
This song.
Dead babies.
This
yeah, yeah. It's
abortion.
It's amazing how well it actually the mashup works.
Just call me. You know what? I don't think I have.
We still somehow made this new segment about dead kids. I won't do anything more about dead kids this week. Abortion.
Am I talking too much?
Am I overstepping? Yeah. Like, why did I just pick so many things about Nazis?
All right. All right. You get it. That's, oh, boy.
Not me checking the news things that I picked out today.
Oh, boy. Forever is so funny. I don't know how the news just ended up always being about dead babies somehow.
They were just really loading it up. Like, it's not my fault. I looked up funny, weird news headlines. That's not on me. That's what came up.
I like that the algorithm's like, you know what is hilarious? Dead babies.
Yeah. It's kind of funny because when I read you the headlines to choose from, I don't, to my knowledge, recall anything about dead babies, but there isn't.
There's probably not some
weird stuff.
Yeah, if there's no dead babies, I'm gonna be really upset at this point. Well, before we talk about some new stuff going on, how about you guys take a minute and give a little update on what you guys are doing these days. No, nothing.
I'm a
worker.
I'm basically just flipping a house right now, trying to get it all like fixed up so I can live in it. Pretty exciting.
Can confirm, been there recently.
What's that? Yeah.
Can confirm, been there recently.
So I don't know. Like, I guess when I was like on the show when I was younger, I was like probably up to more exciting things. But now it's just like kind of you know what I mean, just everyday man shit.
Yeah. Sophie,
I am not keeping liquor in the apartment anymore.
Hey, big goals, man. Listen, hey, a little everything counts, right?
Yeah, we're working on it. Why,
just doing heroin now?
Oh my God! See, I wanted to lead positive, but you got me.
If Sophie nods off in the middle of this, it's
yeah, I get sleepy.
If you're not keeping bottles in the house, are you doing like the little like mini bottles throughout the day or whatever? Is that the stage.
No, because I don't live close enough to a grocery store to make that a viable option. I only will have liquor if I'm getting my shifters after work, because I'm a good girl and I deserve them.
Yeah.
But besides that, we're doing White Claws and cigarettes.
Okay. Nice. Okay. What was the...
I'm going to get back into weed. Also, here, this is exciting. I might get, like, a car in December-ish.
Okay.
So then I can actually, like, I feel... I was going to make it, like, really of the times. Let's just keep it positive. I don't have liquor in the apartment. It's been only a few weeks, so I'm really not trying to make any permanent promises. But, no. I definitely, like, I wake up a little bit less depressed.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, less depressed is good. That's a start.
I'm trying to... I support your, like, journey, you know what I mean? Like, what you're doing. I'm trying to kind of, you know, cut out alcohol, too. Just because it's, like, anytime I drink it, you know what I mean? I just feel like shit. It just isn't that fun.
That's the problem, is I have so much fun. And I become kind of a cunt sometimes, but only to people who deserve it. Like... Yeah. Okay. This is my Sophie version of being a cunt, okay? So we were, like, at Gamers. It was, like, after work. Or bleep out that. I don't know. I don't want to get in trouble for saying whatever. It doesn't fucking matter. Anyway, so I was, like, minding my own business. I was just standing by the wall having a little cigarette, and this, like, group of people... just, like, comes in. And it's, like, I'm not saying the whole sidewalk is for me, but I would say, like, at least
you got your
foot
bubble
on either side.
Space,
I have a little bubble. I'm just, like, doing my thing. And this dude is literally leaning on me as though I'm part of a wall. And I said, absolutely fucking not. And then I just, like, pam! And that's, I was, like... It was a little cunty, but it was also just like, I don't even know you. Like, and it wasn't even like, it wasn't leaning on me in like a friend way, like, oh, you're part of the conversation. It was like literally as though I was part of the wall.
Yeah. I like Sophie getting into her final form of like.
Dude, Michael keeps saying that I threatened death at that one guy at that one casino show we did.
Oh, yeah, you did.
And I didn't.
You tried to fight
I
that
said,
guy.
Hey, guys, let's, like, no, be quiet you, and
no,
respect
there was,
everybody.
There was no hey, guys. It was four drinks, Sophie, going like, listen here, these are my friends, and if you got something to say, you can say it to me. And you were, yeah. Yeah.
So that's, it's, I just have to learn how to channel that into a more... appropriate way when sober, because I am such a little tail tucked under the legs bitch when I'm sober. I'm like, oh, wait, I can't find your asshole, let me find a flashlight so I can kiss it better. And I need that spine.
Drunk Sophie is one of my favorites, though. Even when I was sober, the funniest things ever was, you wanted to drive home and you were clearly drunk, and I wouldn't let you drive home. And you're like, it's like 2 a.m. And you're like, well, if I was drunk, could I do this? And you start doing like like spins and ballet moves on the sidewalk. And I'm like, well, I don't know if you were drunk, if you could do that or not, but I know only a drunk person would do that. So
only a drunk person would try to prove their sobriety by doing flips.
By a dance off.
Sometimes you have to dance it out.
Yeah, that's true. One day, also I want to say, one day Sophie and I will bring you the third episode of There's Always Time for Backup. There's plenty of time for backup. Our buddy cop show where one of us plays by the rules and the other one also plays by the rules. Traz has been featured in an episode of that show. One of the two episodes. I have a like the setup. I have a bit, and I think we have to describe, like, a perp gets away, and we have to describe them, but we're not willing to describe them because, like, we don't want to stereotype. And, like, well, can you at least tell her what gender it is? Like, I'm not sure I didn't ask,
yeah, honestly.
I really, you know, unfortunately. We're like, what also, do they look like?
Also, if it was, like, a Seattle person and it was a truly they-them presenting type person, it's like, even if I wanted to be disrespectful, I couldn't tell
you. Yeah, it's like, I have no, we couldn't. Was it, you know, Asian? Yeah, Asian, like, I don't, Asian, maybe? I don't know. Wait, would you say, I couldn't tell the difference. I honestly don't know. And just, like not that. Being able to describe our, who it was. No.
I watch those back sometimes. Dude, the one with, like, Lucas and Tony and dropping the keys and stuff, I still get embarrassed when I hear, like, the... Because he's like, scream as if you're in an actual horror movie. And I was like, ah! Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck! So stupid.
She just yells fuck, like, 9 times in a row, and I'm like... I had her do it a couple times, and finally I'm like, I think it's just the oh fuck. It's 9 times in a row that we're
good. Honestly, yeah. If I got... It's what I do, because I startle really easily, and I never, like, really scream or, like, punch out. I'm just like, fuck! So it kind of is an actual
reality.
Response. Yeah.
I felt the same way watching back that episode. I'm like, God, I'm such a bad actor.
it's
just like, I would need you to be like a tough prison guy. I'm like, okay, I got this. Like, I'm a tough prison guy. Yeah.
All of a sudden, you have more respect for Daniel Day-Lewis. every now and then, like, my algorithm or, like, in my Facebook memories will kick back up around the start of COVID when I was cranking out, like, a sketch a week and doing the social minute. And I go back and I'm like, God damn, what happened? I used to be funnier. so
that was the, like, that was honestly probably one of the happiest times of my, like, life.
COVID?
Was
when everyone was dying?
No.
Yeah, mine too.
No.
Great.
Just, like, pre-COVID when we were doing all types of, like, traveling and going around, and I felt like the ball was kind of rolling comedy-wise. That was, like, the happiest I've felt in a really long time. And honestly, it's because of that first night. It's because of LK that, like, any of that happened. So that is, like, I know that the opportunity will arise again in the future, but, like, in, like, recent history, that was, like, a really nice time.
Yeah, that was fucking, what, 6 years ago.
Stop it.
Yeah,
you moved before COVID?
No, but I mean, that was 6 years ago that was happening.
Oh yeah, like that, everything was,
I mean, that was like
2019. Yeah, that's crazy. No, it had to be before that because I moved here in August of 2017, and I feel like you were one of my first friends.
Well, I mean, 2019.
Well, acquaintances.
Yeah,
no, acquaintances.
Yeah, 2019 is like when we were probably like on the road real heavy, and you were
true,
with Michael and I doing a bunch of stuff, and, you know, we were always doing something. So,
yeah, that makes sense timelines actually.
I feel that too. I feel like there was like a really good pace happening in society. Sorry. Really good pace happening in society around that time, which is like culture and movements and, like,
yeah,
you know, what people were doing. And COVID kind of just train wreck all that.
Then the government fucked it up.
Yeah. Bad. That was not an addition.
Now everyone just hates each other, and so,
all joy has died.
Is dead. We are all starving in the streets. We're all gonna be in 15-minute cities hooked up to our fucking avatar in fucking digital jail as Peter Thiel fucking just, like, has sex with our incapacitated bodies.
Oh, no. Well, that takes away one new story that I have.
Oh, geez. The new story.
No, it's okay. It's not about that.
All right. Well, let's get into some news stuff. I got one thing I want to talk about. This is a funny news story I saw, which I have so many questions about. I'm a professional here. I got to pull this up. I read this headline and I was like so confused, right? So a 40-year-old man was banned from all Las Vegas casinos after calling a dealer the N-word more than 50 times. That was the headline, right?
Holy shit.
Yeah. Holy shit is right. I mean, that's bad, but I have a lot of questions. Like, my first question, who the fuck was the person counting? Like, who?
And why did they not say anything?
Yeah, who's like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, or like, did he start it? Like, did the guy get like 12 N-words deep and he's like, this is going to keep going. And he's like, listen, I started at 13 and I got at least 40. So he was over 50 for sure, you know? Or like it's, or was it like a weird, like gambling addiction problem where the guy starts yelling the N-word at him and the guy like leans over to his buddy. He's like, I put the over under at 47 and a half N-words. And then he gets to 48. He's like, fuck, God, I never went in Vegas.
Fuck, you got to 50. Yeah. Sorry, it has to be sideways for a second because my phone was telling me that it's going to die. But yeah. Also, what's the context? I mean, that word at all.
You froze.
I glitched for a second. was this person white?
Well, that it doesn't say, but it does also imply that like there's a limit of amount of times you can say it where you're not like. Like, when was the cutoff? Like, was 50 the, like, listen, 48 times we can deal with? Or, like, 30 times?
Name-calling in general, you're already... You should have been escorted a long time ago. But then if you're doing that to somebody who is doing their job, and it's an actually, like... This is kind of, like, one of... I'm trying to think of another word that is even comparable to that. But you're telling me that you're going to say this to somebody 50 times and nobody's, like, kicked him in his fucking ball sack yet? What well, the also, hell?
The dude probably wasn't even black. I mean, he was probably some guy from fucking, you know, one of those, like, Indian countries where they just look real dark, you know? You're like, Jesus, this guy's from, like, where, like, this guy's from Bangladesh. And he's just yelling the N-word at him. Be like, sir, I do not know. I just deal cards to you.
Wait, so what was the conclusion of that? Did they kick him out before
he got banned from
60?
He got banned from all casinos in Vegas.
Okay, good.
You get kicked out for one casino each time you say it is kind of the policy they have down there.
They only have 50 in Vegas.
Yeah, you can only go to Fremont Street now.
I think he was aware of that policy, which is why he was intentionally trying to drop it so many times or so fast.
I mean, I feel like that's an unspoken policy in most places. If you start throwing that around, there's a good chance you're going to get kicked out.
But also, like, was he angry or did he think he was, like, being,
in
like...
a rap video? He's just balling out of control, you know. He's like, listen, man, I'm on a heater here, you know.
Me and all my friends at the casino,
maybe he was on like the it was just like an episode of what's the name of that Punked or something like that, that got out of, or Impractical Jokers that got out of control.
Or like What Would You Do?
Yeah.
That would be the most insane episode of What Would You Do? It's just somebody dropping the N-bomb 50 fucking times. Yeah. And it's like, some little like lady walks up and she's like, actually, you shouldn't use that word because it's offensive.
It's just like, you know, they really have to push the limits on impractical jokers now. It's just Joe Gatto and Sal Vulcano's ear being like, say the N-word again. Say the N-word again. Yeah, say yeah. He's like, don't make me do
God
it again.
God forbid you.
He's like, do it 50 times in a row.
That's so after he drops it 50 times, some guy just casually is like, hell yeah, brother.
Yeah, yeah. Like, well, listen, we're having a rally later if you want to come by. We're getting our dirt bikes. We're going out to the desert. We're shooting some cans. Mexicans, Africans, Puerto Ricans.
If you need to say it 50 times, say it like in the shower alone at night. Take an Epsom salt bath and like let it out, but like don't say it to people.
I guess Sophie's revealing a lot about herself. She's like, listen, I take a shower, I drop a couple N-bombs, so it's in a rough day.
No,
you gotta let them know.
I'm just saying.
You just gotta get it out, you know?
If you need to do that, like as a dude, instead of letting it out 50 times to some poor worker.
Yeah, you know,
relax,
you can
journal a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, you can say spick 5 times. That's like one N word. There's an exchange rate of racism
One slur that if you even say it one time, instantly all the casinos.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this motherfucker had to say it 50 times.
Yeah.
Wait, what's the word that you only need to say it one time?
I'm just saying that there's like a pyramid, you know what I mean? Like you could probably say like cracker, you know what I mean? Like 200, 300 times before you get kicked out.
Yeah, yeah, cracker.
Honestly, that's just free range. Say it all the time. Dude, you know, like, I accidentally...
A couple, like 10 wetbacks.
Yeah, yeah, 10 wetbacks. Yeah, you know, 35 mix. You know.
Did you hear? Okay, this wasn't even in the news stories, but did you hear about the lady who she was selling? You could tell that her heart was in the right place and she didn't even know, but she was selling carabiners.
That's what I call Dominican Republic, people from Dominican Republic, carabiners.
It was literally like packaged, marketed as like her beaners or whatever.
Yeah.
And then everybody was like, that's not... Watching her apology video is one of the cutest things I've ever seen, because the like genuine apologeticness of like... You could tell it was an accident. And because of that, people were like frantically trying to purchase the carabiners with the original packaging because they just wanted to have that.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how ICE marks people. They give them the carabiners.
Wear this on your backpack.
Yeah.
We'll find you. Anyway, so it turns out you can't use the N-word 50 times in Vegas. You can use it 30 times and still go to Vegas, but you don't get Caesar's Palace breakfast buffet anymore. So that's the rules.
Okay, I have to go on a journey right now. Hold on.
Sophie has to go on a journey. Where are you going? I feel like I'm watching like a shitty sequel to Blair Witch Project or something like that.
In my mind, the Grandmaster Flash's White Lines just started playing in my head. Whoa.
I don't know where Sophie's going. She's on a mission.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, man. Well, shit, Vegas is fun. I'm glad I can still go there.
For now. Let's see. What else we got? Some more news. If Sophie's coming back, we'll have her do some news. Otherwise, we'll get into something here. How about this? Traz, I think you'd have something to say on this. So the Supreme Court is going to have a hearing on whether drug users can legally own guns. Like people even who smoke weed from dispensaries and stuff like that.
I want to say that, you know what I mean? Yeah, I do have something to say. And, you know, a big concern, like when marijuana became legal in Washington, was that, you know, obviously you can smoke it as a state thing, but then if you want to have a gun, like you're essentially like signing a federal piece of paper that says that you're not like unlawfully addicted to any substances. Mm-hmm. including marijuana.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, if you live in Washington, can you smoke weed? And on again, not to, like, kind of like a good question for the Supreme Court, actually.
Yeah, but so isn't this, shouldn't this be a bigger conversation with, like, I mean, there's so many things you can get addicted to. I mean, alcohol, SSRIs. I mean, literally, even things like coffee and sugar change your body and brain chemistry, things like that. Like, how far are we taking this down the line? Why, you know, why is it marijuana is the thing that we're drawing the line at?
I mean, well, there's two thoughts on that. I mean, first of all, my personal opinion on all these issues is like that of like liberty, you know, no kings. You know, it's like, you don't really get to tell me what I can do with my body. You know, I think that any drug user should be allowed to own a weapon. You know what I mean? Because being a drug user isn't the metric of whether or not you're going to cause harm to society with that weapon.
Right, right. Especially a pothead. I'd much rather be around someone who's high on weed and has a gun, because they're going to be like, dude, I'm fucking too high to touch this gun. A drunk person is going to be like, let me show you a trick shot. Put this orange on your head. You know? Like... You know,
dude, somebody came to an employee get together and post everybody drinking, pulled out a motherfucking crossbow. There were children afoot. No, it was scary. Yeah. She left early. She like pulled her kids hurriedly into the car, like, and dude, he's just like swinging it around.
Buddy brought a crossbow to a work function. That's pretty epic.
Yeah. They fucking work at fucking one of those.
You'll try to shoot apples off people's heads.
Dude, he would too. And he would try to mansplain you why it's okay.
But yeah, I mean, does this guy, that's only okay if you work at medieval times, you know?
Well, you like work in security, that's just standard issue.
Yeah. I'm just I'm just cosplaying as Daryl from The Walking Dead every day.
But about that issue with weed and guns and stuff, like, you know what I mean, not to be like doom and gloom, but like there's a lot of like reason that people want to like backdoor getting rid of weapons.
Well, yeah, they're finding other ways.
So if you make marijuana illegal in all 50 states, and then the next day you're like, oh shit, everybody who smoked weed's going to jail. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
or can't own a gun is what we're talking about. It's just like, it's just a way of backdooring that policy to me.
Yeah, well, you know, the real nefarious thing is what, you know, when you go deep into this like marijuana thing, and you know, obviously the alcohol lobby pushes against marijuana legalization drastically, you know, really, really heavy. But really what one of the lobbies that pushes against the legalization of marijuana federally is the prison guard union. So the prison guard union in America lobbies against legalization of marijuana because it creates so much of their industry. You know, it keeps people in prison for long terms in a lot of states for bullshit crimes. So the prison union guard lobbies politicians to not legalize marijuana because they want to ensure they're going to have people in their prisons. That's how fucked up our prison system is.
Dude, and there's so much more. I mean, the prison system, yeah, basically any way that they can get anybody. Because I think still, even in this day and age, prisoners are technically, like, allowed to be used as, like, slaves, essentially.
Depends,
I mean,
on
maybe
the state.
They get, like, 13 cents a product or some shit, but that's, like, one thing. But then also, there are so many uses for the plant itself that so many other industries kind of have like reasons to not want it to be legalized either, because they would have to either like up their product, pay a lot more to get it made, this, that, and the other, or they would have to like completely like change their whole business model to incorporate this, because marijuana is a kind of cheap plant to grow, and like they have like a good reason to not. I mean, they don't have a good reason. Their reason is money. Right. But it's like not even just the prison system that benefits from that.
Well, it's, I mean, that takes you all the way back to the original reason it was ever, you know, made illegal. You know, you're talking about it was with the
William Randolph Hearst and Reefer Madness and like, you know, like people aren't aware that the Constitution of the United States is like printed on hemp fiber.
Well, so even more so, like, it was the creation of the, I think it's called the defenestrator, which was this thing that was like a mill that could, hemp is very easy to grow, but it also is like, they couldn't figure out how to like mill it quickly. And they created this thing called, I think, the defenestrator, which allowed them to be able to reap the product very easily. And at that point, William Randolph Hearst, who owned most of the newspapers across the country and was going to be put out of business in the paper industry because people were going to start using, you know, this hemp product. So he just created all this propaganda because he ran the media, essentially, in the country, that it was bad and, you know, black and Mexicans were raping white women. So, you know, he said, had some true things.
He was lying to everybody, and like, you have to know that this guy was a newspaper magnate, and his number one input for his business is paper, which comes from trees.
Yeah.
And so this fool like went out there and used all of his industrialist cocksucker money to buy up like huge timber swaths all throughout America.
Yeah.
And he's just like, yeah, let's cut all these down, all these forests. Fuck Bambi. You know what I mean? People want to read their print. He's a son of a bitch.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, we could have just been growing paper this whole time. Well, like, that's what they did. Yeah. Like for all of history up until, you know, 1920s or whatever.
Yeah. Well, it's more fibrous, it's stronger, better for clothing, it's more eco-friendly. I mean, literally everything. They fucked that industry. So, and it's so crazy because that's, you know, 100 years old, almost, more than that. Yeah, about 100 years old. And so much of that propaganda still persists to this day that, like, you know, people still think that, oh, it does this, it does it. No, that's just shit they made up. Like marijuana, it's not even marijuana. Marijuana is like this Mexican tobacco. It's different from cannabis. It's not even, they just use that word because it sounded Mexican.
There was like an anti-marijuana or weed, whatever, propaganda of someone playing the saxophone into someone's ass, and they said, this isn't normal. But on marijuana, it is. That sounds cool.
That's some powerful marijuana if you're getting.
That's real romance.
Yeah, that is. Sophie, do you got some news stories for us tonight too?
Yes, yes, yes. I have quite a few, and obviously, we would be here forever if we got to all of them. So all I'm going to do is just read the headlines, and then you can tell me what you're interested in. Okay, so
what do you think the best one is? What do you think the best one is?
See, that's really hard for me because I have already tried to narrow it down, and I think it's more so about your guys's mood and what you're interested in talking about.
Okay,
because also they could all be lame. I don't know.
I'm gonna trust your judgment. Pick one you think's the best and just let's go with it to start.
Fuck. They're very different.
That's okay. No pressure.
Okay, can I just at the very least read all the headlines because they're all fun for me in different ways? And okay. then we'll see. I'll just read the headlines, I promise. And I did place them in order, too. This is the first headline. Police break up Lego theft ring, recovering hundreds of beheaded figurines. This one I picked because it was kind of Sophie-coded. Indian man stages his own funeral just to see who cares. This one, I don't know why, Deese, but I thought you would like this. Elderly woman conned by romance scammer posing as a stranded astronaut. I did read a little bit into this article, and it said because he needed money for oxygen. And then this one was also a little bit relating. A woman accused of stealing motorized Publix shopping cart to drive herself to appointment.
Okay.
Let's hold on. Let's do. Yeah, I got it. I need more info on the astronaut one.
Okay. Okay. I thought you would like that one. Okay. So let's see here. It's gonna be. Okay. An 80-year-old woman in Japan sent money to an online fraudster who told her he was an astronaut stranded on a spaceship and needed the cash to buy oxygen.
Okay. First of all, okay. This is even worse because she's Japanese. Because, listen.
She should be.
The Japanese are the best of us on this planet as far as 100%. Smart. So, if the Japanese lady is that dumb, the rest of us are fucking cooked. You know what
Mind
I'm saying?
Mind you, she's 80 years old.
It doesn't matter.
That, so someone that means, should have been watching
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that means she should be like superpower. She lived through Hiroshima. She's got that radioactive
brain. An
80-year-old
Japanese woman's like a 40-year-old everybody else.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Honestly, so I know. In looks and brains. They don't age, man. She's like this porcelain doll that's just in. She should be the smartest thing in the world. That
it gets worse. It gets worse.
Okay. How did it get worse? Where did it... How
it
did,
gets worse.
Does Uber Eats go to fucking space? What does she think? How does she think this oxygen was getting delivered to him? You know?
That's a question I didn't even ask, and that is such a good one.
Yeah, what did she think was happening? She's like, oh,
what are they doing with that?
Yeah, and, like, what's he doing? Is he texting?
If they're sending a space shuttle to deliver oxygen, do you not think that that space shuttle would just take them home with him?
Wait, how did he contact her? Was it like
let's see it like they don't say which like
he's like I'm on the military version of Tinder right
yeah,
now
yeah
but yeah yeah like
but he didn't
I'm
call
sorry,
her it was some
I don't
sort
know
of
what website this scammer was using
it was some sort of text like email type thing right?
Yeah
right,
probably like Facebook I would so assume I mean she's 80
so
yeah,
I like cool. The idea that this guy's in space and so he's he can't call like whatever
NASA
JASA
or whatever
Japanese
NASA is.
JASA is and like be like hey I'm stuck in space you gonna come get me like man we are tied up down here bro can you why don't you call some people and see if they'll
her cash has the money power to send this guy oxygen in space I'm assuming he's only asking for a few thousand dollars at a time that's not fucking astronaut oxygen money but
he's like I just need $20 for the oxygen tonight that's
yeah,
it
yeah I'll make
bucks.
It through tonight yeah
just $20 so the scammer he told this woman quote in space on a spaceship right now and that he was quote under attack in need of oxygen so motherfucker is solo missioning out in space and really needs oxygen while he's being attacked
by aliens presumably
yeah this guy's really this guy's holding it down he's like a Japanese superhero man he's like so did they catch this guy
They didn't actually catch the guy. They caught the scam, but this is where it really gets... This is the concerning part, you guys.
Oh my.
How much do you think it would take just to send a hour canister of oxygen to space, if that were an option? Like, how much do you
what
think...
What are we using? Are we using, like, one of those t-shirt cannons that, like, they have at Lakers games? Like, just fire it up in the air? What
Actually,
how are we
yeah.
getting this
Let's
thing?
Let's say that there's a really high-powered t-shirt cannon
okay.
that can send one canister of oxygen to space that you can guarantee will reach them. How much do you think that would be?
One canister of oxygen. Well, I mean, if you buy them in bulk at Costco, they break down to like $179.99 each. But, you know, if you're going one-offs or something, then you're probably paying like $239, $269 a canister.
Probably like $40 for delivery or whatever.
Yeah. Plus you got to tip.
You're adding
plus
in
you
a lot
tip
of
them.
Other factors.
Yeah, you got to tip the driver. And going to space ain't cheap. So, you know, yeah, you know.
Realistically, if you were being scammed and somebody said they needed you to send them money for oxygen, how much do you think, realistically,
$1,200.
Yeah, it's like the oxygen's not really that expensive. You know, you can get some like black market
oxygen.
Yeah,
but the transport, like the transport alone, and getting another rocket ship involved, that's hugely expensive.
Yeah, that is.
And how is he supposed to like get it from space? Like it's in a rocket floating around a spaceship. Like, are you just going to reach out there and open the door or whatever? Like, that doesn't make sense.
It's crazy. I think there's a lot of holes in this story, actually, but. I was mainly asking this question because the amount of money that she got scammed thinking that that was going to space is crazy, and it's crazy low.
Okay, like $280?
$5,000.
Okay.
To have a continuous months-long thing with this guy saying that she's spending money to send oxygen to space. I would say, I mean, if it was the U.S. government, one trip for one canister would be like $250,000, or make it $2 million. He doesn't care.
Not if you send it in the 2012 Ford Focus you got for $5K.
Yeah.
Yeah, just ship the whole car out. Yeah. God damn it!
Yeah,
poor woman. I'm glad it was only $5,000.
Yeah, this poor lady is she can't even, she's like, man, I'm just trying to find a connection any way I can, and I'm getting fucking scammed by dudes thinking.
Can you imagine what hot shit you would feel like though, being an 80-year-old Japanese woman and just like, okay, so this astronaut he wants me.
Can you imagine what hot shit the guy you scammed her feels like? He's walking around going, dude, I tried you know, remember the other night when we were drunk? We were so drunk, and we were trying to think of new scams. That Nigerian prince thing is done. We're like, what if we, and I said, what if we told someone we were an astronaut in space and needed oxygen? And you told me a fucking idiot. Remember, you said that's so stupid, you idiot. Well, guess what? I called this Japanese lady, and guess who's getting $5,000 worth of oxygen delivered tonight?
That's wild. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's...
You know what, you make a good point, because I was gonna argue that, like, no offense to older or women of an advanced age or whatever, I don't think anybody usually would feel like hot shit for pulling an 80-year-old woman, but the way that you just described it, I think, yeah, hell yeah, I would feel like fucking hot shit too, yeah. If I could convince someone I was an astronaut.
And not only an astronaut, you're a war hero. You're battling our cosmos
He's
in a
under
war.
Attack, for God's sake, and all he needs is oxygen. Fuck.
Also,
okay, this
some,
one's...
Also, some ham and cheese hot pockets. Those, I'm a little hungry.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Extra cheese.
These
last three... This one... Okay, I told you I was going to try to keep it a little spooky.
Okay.
This one is spooky. It's not very funny. But this is the headline. I'll just read the last three headlines, and then you go from there. Authorities...
Go ahead.
Oh. What were you going to say?
I say just throw one out there, whatever you want. Pick yours. Pick your poison.
No, because I want to get your guys' input. Authorities say...
This is actually kind of a good example of what we were talking about earlier with, like, the difference between guy and girl storytelling.
It's because I can't pick, because I haven't read any of the articles, and I've only, like... I'm only...
You never read
them.
The
only
one
I actually did look into was the astronaut one, because I somehow knew that these would be intrigued by it. But authorities say a babysitter checked under the bed for monsters and found someone. There's only two more. This one, I also kind of thought maybe. A zoo in Denmark asked for patrons to donate their pets, not as attractions, but for food.
I did see that. Yeah. Yeah.
Do that? Okay.
I did see that story, which is, you know, it's like, what's happening in Denmark? That they're like, we can't feed our zoo animals.
Yeah, dude, but that, okay. Without getting into the article yet, nobody... Do they not have shelters? If you have, like... Okay, this is going to be the most fucking out-of-pocket thing I will say this whole thing.
I can't wait now.
But if Denmark has the American equivalent of like a kill shelter, do they really need donations? Because like, instead of, this is horrible, and my heart breaks even saying it out loud, the concept of donating your animal so that the zoo can stay afloat is wild. But okay, so this is basically where we're at here.
Here's what I think. If you have that kind of problem, you need to create a fucking Ultimate Fighting Championship gauntlet style scenario where you throw
all
those
the zoo
fuckers
animals together.
Yeah, in like survival of the fittest, man. Guess what? Whoever's hungriest is going to eat, you know?
Yeah. You know who's going to survive? All the house cats.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're just approaching this from the wrong direction. It's like Denmark's not like missing out on food or whatever. They got it. I think they're doing it for the zoo animals, like, so that way they can, like, be, like, more natural or whatever and just, like, eat their prey live. And so it's, like, you're bringing
I honestly think alive, that's
you know?
What it is. But...
Are they giving
But
them,
still, donating they, your household pet to the zoo? Fuck that!
Imagine, you know...
Put the collar in the bucket.
You know in America how, like, when you're a kid and your dog dies, your parents, when you're real young, your parents are like, no, little Scrappy just went off to live at a farm, you know, he's off running around in the fields, right? In Denmark, they're like, yeah, we gave your Shih Tzu to a puma. Yeah, a tiger is eating your dog right now, because fuck that
and
thing.
And this is your fault because you didn't clean up after them.
Right, yeah. They learn hard lessons in Denmark, you know?
Maybe.
God damn. Honestly, though, Traz, I think that you are 100% on to, like, the actual reason. But still, donating house pets, I won't get past that. So basically, okay. A European zoo stirred up intrigue and controversy after a social media post asking for surplus pets. There's no such thing as a surplus pet. If it's your pet, it's your fucking
hey,
pet.
Hey, does anyone have just too many pets? You know, you need to have just so too many pets.
Ever
and
adopt
gotta...
a pet and realize you went one too far?
Yeah.
to be donated to feed captive animals. This zoo in Denmark asked people to donate unwanted pets that would be quote-unquote gently euthanized and fed to predators in captivity, which actually that takes away what I kind of thought, which is worse. I thought that they were gonna put the live animals in there for the zoo animals to like hunt and kill them so they felt more natural, but that's really fucked up.
Yeah.
And I don't know where, like,
The real scary part is this is like one step away from Denmark being like, hey guys, you ever have like one too many kids? You know, you ever, you know how everyone has a favorite kid, you know, not that you don't love them all, but you got a favorite and then you got a second favorite. And if you had, a third favorite, maybe the fourth, and you know, maybe the fourth one doesn't
get that
much. If
you have more
attention
than three, then you already have too
yeah,
many.
Yeah. What I'm saying is, you know, you're not too young to try to get a cuter one if one goes missing. So
can they walk yet? Bonus.
Yeah. Come on. I mean, it's just, you're not that attached. Let's go. You want to, you know, you still want to go out to bars, have fun, pull the plug. Let's go. So.
And what are these pets? What kind of pets do they have in Denmark? Is it just like dogs and cats, or do they have like, are they taking horses and cows and like sheep or something? I don't know.
Honestly, I was picturing cats and dogs, obviously. But it says here chickens, rabbits, and guinea pigs.
Oh, those are all good feed sources.
Yeah, that's true.
They form an important part of the diet. And they're kind of picking favorites here because they say, especially the European lynx, which needs whole prey that resembles what it would hunt. So it's like they want you to donate all your shit, but it's really just for this one picky cat.
Yeah, this one bitch, this one lynx is like, ugh, you know, fancy feast.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Give me a fucking guinea pig, you piece of shit.
Honestly, I mean, chickens, rabbit, I've had chicken and rabbit. I've never eaten guinea pig, but I also wouldn't.
It's really like, popular in South America.
Yeah, like Peru, it's like a delicacy. Peru.
Damn. Yeah. Well, hopefully Peru has some to spare because it seems like they're hurting for this league.
Yeah. They catch them in the wild and then they throw them against their wall to kill them.
Dude, what's their wall? Is that like a tree?
What the fuck? They have a house? Shit.
What are these savages doing? Just throwing them at trees and ooga booging down the road?
I don't know. Just the way you said their wall, I couldn't tell if you were talking nature or talking like in the zoo.
No, just like an apartment downtown.
Classic.
Yep.
That's what I do with my chicky nuggies. Ew, I just said that. Take that out. Bleep that out.
Oh my god. All right, let's do one more and then we'll
okay. I'll pick a different one if you've heard of this already, but have you heard about Kim K's pubic underwear?
Definitely have not. I have watched a couple videos about her pubic though. Seen a couple, released leaked
video.
some leaked footage, yeah, regarding her pubic.
It's crazy because I was trying to look up like Kim K public persona and I accidentally just looked up Kim K pubic. Just kidding. No, I found this organically. Kim Kardashian's pubic hair panties are sold out with a wait list.
Okay, hold on. Is now I need to clarify, are these like panties made of her pubic hair? Because she's Armenian.
Oh, no.
And those people got hair like crazy, so she's shaving like three times a day down there, or you know, so they could
honestly
make...
It's a valid question because that is something she would do and sell them for like $10,000, but no, she's doing faux pubic hair. And one of the funniest TikToks I saw was this girl talking about it, and she goes, "My culture is not your costume." But.
Hold on. Are they organic? Because again, I'd like to note what I mean by organic is like, are there different versions where they have like one's the landing strip, they got like full bush, they've got a little heart. Because again, I like to say Kim Kardashian, Armenian, those people are fucking look like, you know, a Yeti out there downstairs. You fucking pull off those panties and she hasn't been trimming up. You look like you just met fucking Bigfoot. So.
I'm looking up images. Oh, whoa.
What are you looking up images?
It's not even what I pictured. I'm flipping the camera.
On the inside or the outside of the panties?
Here. I'll do my best to try and, like, it's completely not what I pictured. I thought when I saw this that it was maybe, like, a pair of underwear with, like, a little bit of, like, fake pubic hair like sticking out the top for some reason, like, oh, maybe. This is not what I pictured. So like, I can't, like, it's an underwear that just looks like pubes.
It's long and it's like they just covered it in fucking hair.
Yeah, and they have it in all different, well, three different colors. You have to have black hair, blonde hair, or like grape jelly fucking colored hair.
Here's the funny thing. We're so detached from reality that women don't even realize that they can just grow hair down there.
Women realize that, but I feel like people who follow Kim K have already gotten everything lasered off, and now that they're not like trying to attract pedophiles anymore, they're like, oh fuck, I'm supposed to have pubes, that's normal for someone my age. So now they have to buy fake pube underwear just to like,
this is like, if someone made gloves that had like fingernails on them. It's like,
is that a real thing?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Like, you have those. You don't, like, hold on. I got to go get my fingernail gloves so I can dig it. Like, you have fingernails. Those already exist on your body.
That is fucking crazy. And you heard about her nipple bra, right?
No.
Oh, why am I tuned into this shit? I don't even care or, like, follow her at all. But yeah, no, she created a bra that is like, is supposed to make you look like you're always nipping. She just like really wanted the nipples to be nipping, and now she wants the pubes to be popping off.
I've actually produced a line of boxers where you can always it looks like your balls are bulging out. You know, the left one's always a little lower just because that's nature. You know, that's the way it goes.
See, that's cool because I actually invented some baby diapers that always look like they're always full and they smell already. So
perfect. Yeah, we're just cutting out the middleman.
We're basically in your whole
arm hair on the out.
Yeah, tape on armpit hair.
Yeah, dude. Oh, that's it right here. Boom, yeah. Boom.
Dude, yeah. I could see some middle schoolers buying that. Honestly, like, I just like really want to. It's just like three.
These are crazy inventions of things. Like, just these are things we already have, but we need to make it like we do all the, you know. This is so funny too, though. This is the dichotomy between men and women, because like, imagine if someone created, you know, I was joking, but literally imagine if someone created like a pair of boxers that made it look like you kind of had an erection, right?
They have that.
Right, but if someone wore that around just in public, like went to the mall and like, no. I just, you know, I want to make it look like I kind of always have an erection.
Yeah, but the difference is that guys can just kind of just do that. And the really creepy ones do that on purpose.
Yeah, but yeah, right.
Every time I walk around with a boner in public, somebody always says something.
I'm sick and tired of getting in trouble for this.
Yeah, I mean, anyone can do it. But it's socially very frowned upon, you know?
Absolutely. And it's like, I mean, I can see how, like, I don't know if guys do this. I glitched out again. I'm not going to finish that thought. But, just the whole fact of, like, wanting, because, like, this is the thing that comes in the back of my mind is, like, so, you really hit it off at the bar with somebody. You're gonna go home with them. You take off your pants and they see what they think is a bush.
Uh-huh.
And then you say, oh, so sorry, just one more layer. And then you're just... As if I were a dude and I just saw someone take off fake pubes, I would instantly, that would be a boner killer for me.
I mean, that's kind of how I felt the first night I woke up and some girl's weave was on the floor. Oh, wow.
That's not the same.
Like, what happened?
It's not the same. If I saw that shit today, I'd be like, all right, these women are always coming up with something new.
If her weed was on the floor, is so different than taking off pubes in front of you.
Look, I mean, you girls, it's like you got the eyelashes, the nails, you know what I mean, the wigs, the fucking, you know, fake pubes. It's the natural progression.
Damn.
It's just maybe it's like,
it just reminds me of like alien skin.
Maybe it's like a decoy, you know, whereas like, you know, it's like if you're, it's like they're sold in tandem with those like nail polish you stick in a drink to see if it's been roofied, like, yeah. You know, whereas if so if you're like getting assaulted and some guy takes down, just sees like this giant bush, he's like, oh god, I gotta go. Yeah, this is
it's for the girl that's like, just finish on my bush, but she doesn't actually want it on her.
Yeah, she's like, oh my god, she totally does the reverse bush. She's like, wait, finish on that, but let me just put this on real fast.
Yeah. Oh my god.
That's crazy. Beyonce has a song about that.
About getting jerked off on in Kim Kardashian's bush panties.
No. Oddly specific song.
No. It's actually not about that at all, but I just, well, she has a part where she says, slip the panties right to the side. So I'm like, if that's what they do, then nobody has to know.
That's true. Yeah. Hold on.
I just, For me, it's like, you know, like we always wonder, you know, like, do the curtains match the, or does the carpet match the drapes or whatever? But now it's like, does the carpet match the other carpet?
Yeah.
Dude,
yeah,
well, imagine being like a brunette and buying the bright red one because you just want the red aesthetic.
Just try a test, taking it for a little test drive, seeing if
I wanted to try the carpet first and then I'll invest in the drapes.
Yeah.
Smart move.
Yeah, this is, you know, well, hopefully this men can start doing this and get their pube underwear going.
Yeah, as I've started aging, I've noticed my bush is thinning out a bit. Maybe I could just, like, supplement with some nice pube underwear.
Yeah, you got to get your merkin going on.
How, okay, so guy pube underwear, would that just be like, ew, I actually...
Well, first of all, it would have to go all the way underneath and on the backside.
Yeah,
I would, like, only be for, like, one part and not the part that even underwear are meant for.
It's just ass hair.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what they say. Women love a hairy butthole.
They do say that. This is tangentially related. I had this thought the other day, and it made me have a theory. And so I was getting out of the shower and I did this move that I think every guy in their life has done, where you throw the towel between your legs, like wring it back and forth.
You do the floss.
Yeah. This is a thing I think every single guy has done. And I don't know, is this a thing girls do? I feel like no girls do this, but every guy has done this.
The floss thing?
Yeah. Or is this ubiquitous is this gender neutral?
I mean, when I was little, I did, but I don't now because I'm very like, my towel is like a map. And I have like...
A map?
Yeah, like I'm like, okay... I don't know how to describe this. I honestly don't think it's related to my mental health. I think this is just a quirk that I've developed over time.
You're like, listen, but the southern hemisphere is only for my ass. The North Pole is for my face.
And most of the time I have two towels. So I'll start with a hair towel and then I use my body towel to like dry off. And then I have different spots on the body towel, like the back is always used for the hands and then the inside is like you like start with like the ankles and then once
this
my
is so
body co- towel,
this is definitely the process of a woman. This is the most complex towel. This only a woman would make toweling off this complex.
It's not that hard though. Like, it's weird to describe it, but like in the moment, it's very simple. But, and then once my body towel is like, okay, I probably want a fresh one, like for my skin, then the body towel rotates to being my hair towel, and then I get a fresh new towel for my body. It's like, it's very, very simple, but I'm just saying it in too many words. I read this comment and it's too good. There's actually two of the pubic underwear. The first one says, so this is what the apocalypse is supposed to look like when it starts. Supposed to is crazy.
Pubic hair.
And the second one is, these are not indicators of a brilliant mind.
Well, that's true. Yeah, this is the lady who's a lawyer now, apparently. So, yeah, want her legal help.
So. Are you wearing those panties in court now with us?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Honestly, if she respected her product, she would be.
All right. Well, let's see. Where are we at? All right, we got to get out of here soon. Guys, anything else you want to say before we get out of here? This has been fun, but it's 8:09 where I'm at. I'm going to go to bed soon.
Just can't believe you did 500, man. That's hella impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's fucking dope. You need balloons in the background.
I'll superimpose them in, so
Okay, good.
Yeah. One day I still hope to get back to like a studio with a crew doing the, like the old way, but it's just too hard in Texas because at my house, there's this thing called air conditioning that's necessary and it's loud. And unfortunately, like at my house, the AC is too loud to record in any room. It just is not tenable. So I, you know, one day.
This is pretty fun though. I like this format, you know, being able to see you guys like kind of just feels as close as we can get to, you know what I mean? Doing it.
Well, we'll start, we'll schedule a couple more of these then, do them some more. It's fun. So
yeah, definitely, dude. It was good to see you. I haven't seen you in forever, Trez. That was a super fun episode.
Do you do comedy still? Like, is there a comedy scene in Spokane now, or did it go away with these?
Honestly, for me, it kind of did, but I haven't been doing it as much lately. I'm going to try to, especially once I get a car again and it's easier to like go down to the mics. It's just hard to justify spending like $20 to like go to an open mic like spend 3 minutes. Like the travel time is more than
the
I've just been writing down thoughts and trying to do that, but then I'll get back into it. But yeah, there's still definitely a scene. I just feel like an outsider these days because
like
the other day and like one of the people who is kind of honestly newer on the scene, I was like serving that night and I just put my name in the bucket and I got picked, and she's like, I can't believe you're going up. And then so like I went up and did my set and she was just like, I don't know, she says something to the effect of like, I can't believe she's only done this a couple times and like has like the confidence to come up here and do it at work. And I was just like, she said it as a compliment, like oh, her set was good, I can't believe she can do this after only doing it a couple times. But then in the back of my head I was just like, who are you?
You gotta make them recognize, make them remember. Forgot about so.
I know. I have to be better about it.
Bring that gangster back. But so
that was my gangster sound.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to get out of here this week. This is a 500th episode. We'll do it again in 500. Just kidding. I'll hopefully be dead by then. Just kidding. It's now 10 years. We'll all be dead by then. So, guys, go to deescomedy.com. Check out everything going on across the network. We've got live comedy dates coming up. Check those out. THC show on the 16th at Osage Comedy Lounge. Looking forward to that, as well as some other stuff. I'll be at Woodlawn Comedy Club in November 13th. I think maybe another. I don't know. I'll check the calendar. And go to inferno.earth for all stuff Kill Stan. Issue number 3 is coming in hot real soon. So that's it for the social hour for Sophie and Traz and Jeremy, who couldn't be here. And shout out to Jay and Monica and everyone else who's been a part of the show over the years. Thanks, everyone. And we will see you all next week.